Quani hua yu lo gaudid nasym gyd na chlchidlw.
Hwa ga ga gym gwni ni dwi'n el rhani. Wnnom ai byrd mwg. This week mae ni dili me ato gymtni last week llw. Fundraiser roch dwi'n gwyd. Gwani hwa llw general manager roch bod Shane Everson.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us here at KYUK. What a pleasure to be here at the station yet again. You know, we Sam and I both work here, and I think both of us feel the same way, that it's pretty amazing to be able to work at a place where Indigenous language is taken so seriously, and where people are able to express themselves in the language that's best for them and get news and information in the language they understand best. You know, there's, of course, all sorts of places here in the United States where Indigenous people are thriving, but few have the privilege of a radio station, a public media station like KYUK.
Oh, yeah.
Where they can express it and teach it to another generation, Sam.
Yes. I'd like to hear a little bit about what's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Who's contributing to our daily donations, the drawing today, and also the grand prize mm-hmm. drawing that will happen on Friday.
Yeah, well, that's always a fun one. We love when we can get a good grand prize drawing, and this year Alaska Airlines came through with us. So two round trip tickets anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. That's the big grand prize that everyone will be hoping their name is pulled for. And, you know, we do it different than other places. You know, other places you buy raffle tickets, and basically every dollar you provide means you get more chances to win.
Mm-hmm.
But here during the fall fundraiser, it's all about making a pledge that's right for you. And, you know, for some people, that's going to be a few bucks. And for some people, it's going to be several hundred dollars. But we all stand the same chance of winning. And that's kind of the spirit behind the fall fundraiser is whether you've got a lot to contribute or a little to contribute, we're all into this together.
Mm-hmm.
And it all makes a big difference. So today's hot prize drawing is a $250 gift certificate to Northern Air Cargo.
Uh-huh.
Not a bad one, huh? Yeah, and you, when you think about it, you're just in that drawing with the people who pledged today, so your odds are really good. That's why so many people over the course of the fall fundraiser, there's so many hot prize drawing winners. The last person to win was Lisa Whalen of Bethel. She happens to be in a band that I'm in. So,
oh. Band?
A band, yeah. Velma oh. Lyle will be performing at the end of the month over at the Cultural Center at the Tundra Tales Festival. And I think there's an Arctic entry. Maybe it's the same thing. But regardless, this isn't about Velma Lyle, an amazing band. This is about the fall. This is about the fall fundraiser. And yeah, you know, she was in a drawing. There was probably several dozen people in there with her, and she won. So you could easily be the next winner of the fall fundraiser hot prize drawing. Again, that's today at 5:00. We'll be drawing for that.
And is there a certain amount that you need to donate to get into that drawing field?
I think it's $5.
Okay.
You know, so it's pretty much about the minimum amount that's even uh-huh. worth making the phone call to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got people who like to game, and they'll put in a few bucks every day, and that's fine. And as long as it ends up to 25 by the end, you'll also automatically be entered into that grand prize drawing. Yeah, and so now that we've got those repeater stations, we're starting to see more and more donations come in from the villages where we have FM repeaters. So I'll up in Alakanuk, I'd like to say a big thanks to Dennis and Winifred Sheldon for their contribution that came in yesterday, and that means a lot. And then in Good News Bay, Genoa Chinglak as well, and Julia Hall. Those are both two Good News Bay folks who contributed yesterday. And in Russian Mission, we set their repeater up in the library there at the school. And it's actually one of the easier installs that we had. And thanks to Andrew Stefanoff for his contribution yesterday. He says it sounds really clear there, and you know, all those school stations, they can actually turn us off and turn themselves on, so they could make local announcements. I know during the pandemic, people were using those to make all sorts of announcements, and for school and health-related announcements that the community needed to know about. So that was truly one of the high points of my career here at KYUK, was setting those up. But again, those are things we can't do unless people contribute. You know, it's kind of like a potluck, you know, where where you know, someone's going to make a huge dish, but hey, we still want, you know, those that fish spread, even if we only get a taste. It makes a big difference towards the feeling of, of how it works.
Yeah, one of the big things that people look for when we go into Kalukalgan and to Kalukwek, where you're going to eat, is sulunak, salted fish. That's what I look for. And every year I put up a little challenge to all the KYUK employees. I'm pledging $25 and challenging everybody here at KYUK to meet or beat my pledge.
Yes.
And I'll donate that under my wife's name, so she'll be eligible and also where she works, up at the homeless center, the homeless shelter.
Okay.
She just started there, and to all those employees up there, a challenge from Carol Pavian to all her coworkers up there.
Nice. I love it, Sam. And I love that challenge. I love the amount because, yeah, $25 is a significant amount, and it can mean the difference for a lot of people. But it's also, you know, you pool four people together and you got 100, and then you double that again at 200. Now you're talking about enough that we can broadcast a basketball game or pay a few elders an honorarium to come on your show. You know, it's these little things that make KYUK be able to deliver on our promise to everyone.
And we have how many employees here, and if everybody meets my bet, that's well over $100 right there. You know.
I'll let you go while you go run around the building and challenge everyone personally.
Oh God.
543-3131. That's the number to dial if you'd like to pledge right now. And you can hit us up at kyuk.org. That donate button's always available. And Rita's at the front desk. If you'd like to meet her little girl Darla, then come on by the station
meet them both. I saw her this morning. That darling little girl.
Yeah, we got a darling little Darla here, and she just makes us happy when she comes into the station. You can make us really happy right now, 543-3131 and kyuk.org. You know, we do this every year, and it's really the backbone of how we fund KYUK. Now, you know, the individual donation makes up a fraction of our total giving, but when you add it all up, it's enough for to provide for a full-time job. But most importantly, we're able to use those funds and show, you know, the world, places like Corporation for Public Broadcast, and that, hey, people listen to us. You know, we might be living in one of the quote-unquote poorer regions of the nation, but when it comes to generosity towards KYUK and towards giving to one another, we're at the top of the list.
Yes, and subsistence wise, we're right up there too. So
yeah,
we're not hurting by any means, but KYUK needs your help right now. Kuyawikluku, our general manager here, Saint Iverson, from here in Bethel. You got any last word of comments?
Sure. I'll just say, you know, we've seen donations come in this morning for, or today for, over the last 24 hours, for $300, $5, $500. Usually before the fall fundraiser is over, we see a $1,000 donation.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing to see. So it's just all about what is the right amount for you, whether it's five or a thousand. you know, just putting just a little something towards KYUK. And if you can make it significant, you know, then that really makes an impact on us. And it helps us do the little things that put on the touches that we all mm-hmm. enjoy listening to. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to speak up and encourage the people that are working over at ABCP, YKHC, ONC, Bethel Native Corporation, our stores here. Make a call, 543-3131. Every dollar counts. We got 50,000, our goal. We got over 10,000. Where yeah. are we?
We're just over 12,000 on our way to 13,000. Yep. And with the next few calls, maybe we can get over that $13,000 mark and keep on cruising. Again, it's Tuesday, so
yeah.
there's only a few days left, and you know, the hot prize that we have, $250, it's as good as any that we have coming. So now's the time.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up, 543-3131, kyuk.org, or stop by the station.
We are nakpasi St. Iverson makin KYU kemik ilagakalo unnomk fundraiser akput una tasi miritmi Friday nang niyok tao na khanak nang narujikuk nasubkna ku una kwani Alaska Airline malru 2 tickets
mm-hmm.
That will be drawn natmun Alaska Airline nak tingis Nilinun ayakuyuku but aya lavja aya lashata. That might be in the middle of the ocean, Hawaii, you know?
Yeah.
That's where they fly to.
Yeah, that was one of the first places I thought of, you know, when it comes to where can you go with Alaska Airlines. You know, I took them to Mexico for my honeymoon years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so they've got great destinations, warm. And, you know, the fact that you're starting your trip from Bethel and you get to go anywhere
yeah.
makes it a really good value.
Yeah, from the top of the hemisphere,
yeah.
you know, so to speak. And then you can go all the way into the middle of the ocean and enjoy the sun, you know.
Right. It's pretty cool. All just for contributing to an organization that you care about that you might use every single day. That your friends, your communities have access to every
mm-hmm.
single day. You know, I've thought of times where I've been out hunting, and it's been cold and rainy, and my spirits were starting to get down. I was starting to think about the comforts of home. And I flipped on my little transistor radio, and there was KYUK,
yeah.
and it just felt familiar. And I knew I was safe, and I knew the world's going on,
yeah.
even as I sit at camp, and it just brought me a feeling of comfort to feel even though I was, you know, by myself at that time, I was still connected with everyone that I knew and everyone that I cared about. And, you know, it's kind of like when you look at the moon and, you know, anyone else can look at the moon at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Similar feeling, just like, hey, you know, KYUK is running, it's on, the world's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to be all right.
And a reminder, there's a breakout of war in the Middle East with Israel. We'd like to encourage everyone to remember them in your prayers, everything that is going on there. There's a number of people, 150 people that are held hostage. My akmani, Israela me anguyak, yagu shooting khopit Palestinian natlu, ukut shooting to go get 150 tkisugu, yukunik tru tsuk shooting taukuta, and American people, America magmakan yu tamani witel retaim tapkusuki piunril retlu nakutgalutin taim uhun jali tamakut KYUK kun nit nruyukun out Nusalran Clutang of Akaluji Bikufchi, what Nichukuniluku, Uhun KYU Kekun, Tamakutwani, Nichukunachi, Kachi, Jali, Ritawai Utakauk, Donation Nachpsnika, 907-543-3131, Waihu Chungasak Jali, Ikai Uchika, Kakeskuni, Yuchtun Kalachukungauk, Yuchtun Daring Duk Bukikilutklu, Kalakaluji, put in your pledge, we need all the help we can get.
That's right, and as that war, and we hope it doesn't escalate in any further than it already has, but you know, we know that these things can take on a life of their own, for better and worse. And you know, I'll be listening to KYUK and NPR and the other organizations that we work with to bring you accurate news. You know, if you tune into some of the corporate media outlets right now, you're going to hear a lot of spin on the right and spin on the left, and people are already using this to this conflict for their own agendas, and you know, that's fine, that's what they do, but that's just not what we do here at KYUK. We're committed to providing you with facts in the most objective way that we possibly can, and then you can make your decision, you can form your opinion. We're not here to give you an opinion. We're here to give you information, because we trust that you are able to think for yourself, and we're led by a board of directors that have you in mind. They're not after every last dollar. They're here. Our board of directors serves from all across the region, from villages just like the ones you live in, to make sure that people all over the YK Delta stay informed, that Yupik people, that Athabascan, Chupik, and all of us, Gusuk, and everyone in between have the ability to learn about the world without being filtered through a blue or a red lens. And if that's something you appreciate, if that's something you like and want to be a part of, hit us up right now, 543-3131 and kyuk.org.
Yeah, what toy una sasakbuk. We're all out of time. Goya wikluji tamakhpjini chugnilgani. Jali, remind you guys again. Fundraiser 907-543-3131. Make your pledge. Biukhji.
Awai ni chugnilgani. You lock out nik nasunrit nakhkhanik su.